זה מצווס עשה לסקויה בשויפו בראש השון. את הפסוק שבוסוין זיכרו עם תרוע, ונצקסיב יוים תרוע יהיה לכם, ויקרו את סז שבוסוין זיכרו עם תרוע, ובמדבור שטייט יוים תרוע יהיה לכם. So the mitzvah to be tekeh b'shoifor. Everyone knows the divrei Rambam in Perigim and Milchis Shuvah Aloche Dalet. Af al pi shetkeh shoifor b'rosh hashanah gzeiras hakosuv. Remez yesh bo ikelim aruru yesheinim mishnaschem v'akitzu nerdomim akitzu mitardamaschem v'chapsu b'maaseichem v'chizru b'tshuva v'zichru b'irachem. אלו השכחים מסיימס בהב להזמן ושויגים כל שנוסם בהבל וריק, ורק אשר לא יועיל ולא יצילו, הביטו ראו, הביטו נפשיכם ועטיבו דרכיכם על עליכם ויעזב כל איכם מכם דרכו ירו ומחשבתו אשר לא יטויב. זה לא שנה רמב״ם, אבל פי שזה עשה כוסובו רמז יש בו צעת חול עשה דבורים. לולוב שטי, לא, רמדון זה היה אף על פי שגזיר עשה כוסובו, רמז יש בו. לא, לא, זה מצווה. רמז זה אין חנמי, זה מצווה תבלו שויפר. אבל אם דיס מצווה, רמז יש בו. דבר הלוך אז גדולס, תריסס בינגס אין דן, ראש השונו לתזיין, נגמור את זה, כל שונו, שאין מרים בתחילו, מרים בסויפו. זוג תספס. We speaking in a tzibur that was a oynes. They were oynes, they couldn't blow shofar. And even so, merim lo b'soifo. If they didn't blow shofar b'Rosh Hashanah, merim lo b'soifo. Talmud nezach. Evi aveira in the Teire, for someone is a oynes, we know oynes, rachmone patre. And shofar, the halachas gedolos learns, kol shono shein merim lo b'Rosho, merim lo b'soifo, even if the tzibur was a oynes. זוג דה משכוך מה. What is the פשעת? אין פרש עושה אמר. משה למה הדובר דוימה. לכוי למסוכן שהרוי פעום עלי שרפו עושה לאכול מה יכול מסויום. And מחמסה אינס, he didn't take the medicine. He dies. האם ישרפה החוי לה? כשנדר כל השויפו שיערב הסוטן, הרי החוי לה נשאר בלו יטרופו ומרפה. וכיתרו דה סוטן במקוי מיימה. שרק לך. עולה מין שחק לך. We have a mitzvah to blow shofar. The Rambam says, רמז יש בו. זאת דהלוכס גדולס, it's not only a mitzvah. This is what will save the year. This will be ma'arev the sotan. And if you are oynes, and you didn't manage to blow shofar, the sotan is not mis'arbev, and you will have a bad year. אז זה זאת דהלוכס גדולס. So it's not סתם a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that comes la'arev es ha'sotn, and if you don't have this mitzvah, it's merim lo b'seifo. It's a lot of halachos in shofar and dikdukim, and I really want, I know the olam choshev olam, to go duch, to try to melamed you side the halachos, side the soidos of shofar. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Ashrei Yom Yoidei Yisruo, Hashem Barir Ponecho Yehaleichu. We'll say it in Rosh Hashanah in less than 2 weeks. Ashrei Yom Yoidei Yisruo. What is Ashrei Yom Yoidei Yisruo? The Meforshim learn Pshat, Ashrei Yom Yoidei Yisruo, Hashem Barir Ponecho Yehaleichu. We're not talking about that they know how to make a noise with a shofar. They know the shittas, the soidas of shofar. As a soid, shofar has a soid. The Medrash brings down, Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani Posach, Olo Elokim besruah Hashem bekol shofar. Olo Elokim besruah Hashem bekol shofar. We'll say it also in Rosh Hashanah. B'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yosef al Kisedin. Hu Oile אוילה ממתתרוין, אולו אלוקים בשרוע, בשושי ישרון, נויטלי משופרים וטריקים נהקדוש ברוך הוא, אוימן בכיסא הדין ויושב בכיסא רחמים. נכסיב השם בכל שויפו. אלו אלוהיקים בשרוע, השם קומס בכל דין, אלוהיקים מנורס דין, אלו אלוהיקים בשרוע, השם בכל שויפו. He becomes בכל שויפו. ומשמאלה עליהם רחמים, משמאלה עליהם רחמים, ומרחם עליהם, ואויפך עליהם מידס הדין לרחמים. So, אשר יאום יוידי שרוע, השם באויר פונחו יעליכו. וכל מיטר יש השונה, so I want to go דוח. To start with the Yodei Sruah, the secrets of Shofar. For sure, I'm only going to say the Kavonas Apshutas, Biz Da'ari, V'malo, the Kavonas Apshutas that everyone is Ashrei Yom Yodei Sruah, Hashem Ba'ir Ponecho Ya'aleichun, and this is Mehafech Hasadinim. And then to try to go over the Alochas, the Shittas, the Soma Shittas, you'll hear Bez Hashem after the Shir, you will understand when you sit in the Shul and you hear the Shofar. First, you will know what shittas you yoytze, what shittas you not yoytze. And well, even in the shittas that you yoytze, you will hear all different, how every tkiah is different. I will also say the way the yeshiva's tkiahs and the shittas, the pchayim, the briskas, will go through the shittas. The bracha of Shofar is, Asher kitshav mitzvayse v'tzivonu, we start like this before, but we finish Shofar. Ki ato Hashem, shimei akol Shofar, u'ma'azin truo ve'ein doy meloch. Baruch ato Hashem, Shemei HaKol Truas Amo Yisrael Berachamim. The bracha we make before is Lishmoi HaKol Shofar, but in Shofar we finish Ki Ato Shemei HaKol Shofar U'mazin Truah Ve'ein Doy Meloch. Baruch ato Hashem, Shemei HaKol Truas Amo Yisrael Berachamim. Frek de Briskerov. Sido HaBrocha, Baruch ato Hashem, Roye Na'anuye Amo Yisrael. Baruch ato Hashem, המחזר להיסעצבוס בציציס. Hashem looks on the lulav shaking. Hashem looks on you rapping by tzitzis. You do a mitzvah, it clicks. Right? There's a meter there. You do a mitzvah, you get a point. Two mitzvahs, 2 points. Hashem doesn't listen to the shaking of the lulav. Some people like shake it very stark, yeah? Hashem listens. You do the mitzvah, you get a good point. You have a very nice feeling. Now it's beautiful. He do mitzvah, 2 points, yeah? Hashem looks, he looks so pretty. So there's good shaykhs. You do the mitzvah, Elisha, come, you sit here and like this, you'll find a place. Yeah? Sit here. Yeah? You have a mitzvah. But what is Shemeya called Shofar? Why Hashem listens? He looks. He sees that you're listening to him. You'll get a good year this year. What is the shaykh that Hashem listens to the kol shofar? Shemeya kol shofar. He listens to the kol shofar. What is the shaykh to listen to the kol shofar? Zog de Briskerov that chutz from mitzvah of shofar, shofar is like a tefillah. When you daven, you don't say, oh, Hashem saw I was mekayim tefillah. He listens to the tefillah. Shofar has a koyach of tefillah. The Loshon HaRaivah, the Sefer Ksav Shem is, he has the kasha, the halacha is, if someone could blow shofar for you, he's Mudar HaNoe. He says, V'loi mechuvar, tki ha-shofar leke po schar mitzvah. It's a big chidush. Rach mika bishmayu. V'chi ha-Mudar HaNoe mechaveiroi, zog de Raivah, eino yochel lispalel al chaveiroi. Okay, this is very sharp even. The Shofar in the Raivah, that's not a malach of mitzvah even. It's rach miklap ishmai. The Ritvan Tainis says, Tki is the meumet, shone, Be'oys is seder shel ha-tfile, lechoy vas tfile tzatzibur. Why we do it? Betfile betzibur? Because we want it to be betzibur. Ve'mele, zog de briskerov, shimei ha-kol Shofar. Like he listens to davening, he listens to the shofar. It's not only I made a mitzvah and b'schar the mitzvah I will have a good year. Hashem listens to the shofar. Hashem listens to the shofar. The Ramo Paskin says, Simen Tov Kuf Pehei, Zog the Ramo in Tov Kuf Pehei, Seif Aleph, Noyagim Litkoya Alabime, Mokum Shekoyrim Shom. The meaning is, all the shuls, The Baal Tekeh goes to the Bime and he blows. So I know the Amiratzim Shabayos think that Pashat is much center. It's the center place. Yeah, the Sfarim could think like that. Ashkenazim cannot think like that. Why? The Sfarim, the Shliach Tzibur also stands there. So you could think that's the center. But Ashkenazim, the Shliach Tzibur stands in the front. So it can be that we think that this is Dafka the center. So why we blow Shofar? Zog the Ramah, the reason we blow Shofar is, as the Mishnah says, "Kedei shezchus haTorah yagel aleinu lale zichroneinu lefonav leTorah." We need the zchus haTorah. So if I'm a shver, what is the pshat? The Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches, Omar liRove leRafon bar Pope. Hochi Omar Rav Chisda. Ma'i dichsiv oyev Hashem shaar itzion mikol mishkenes Yankev. Oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheorim hametzionim ba'aloche. Marshal explains, Mokum Shalomdim Sham Talmud. Not Aloche. Mokum Shalomdim Sham Talmud, Zog the Marshal. Yoisu Bibotek Nesias Abotem Midroshes. Zog the Marshal Sham Lomdim Mikro Vemishne. Vahainu the Omar Abhir, Miyam Shechobes Amigdosh, Eilak Lishboch, Lodadamish Aloche Bilvad, the Mokum of the Talmud. Omar Abaye, Mireish, have a Garcine Bibutugu Beise, I would learn in my house, Umat Bibiknishten, I daven and shul. Kevin the Shamir Lei, Miyam Shechor Abis Amigdosh, and Kadosh Baruch Hu likes the Adam Shel Aloche, I daven in the place that I learn. Rav Ami and Rav Asi have lut losa b'knishte, v'le have a maslo elo b'ne amud in the galsi. So the tefillah goes better in the place that you learn. So he, normally he daven in shul, when he heard this memory that Hashem has, that Adam Shel Aloche, he started to daven in the place that he learned. The Rosh in Masech Tatomid, I'm sure you know the Rosh, he says like this, Shakoyanim, after they took the Evorim Bakevesh, Dablamid Beis, they came to Chatzi HaMizbeach, they went down to Lishkas HaGozis to say Krishme, and then they came back. He says, why in the middle of the Aliyah LeKevesh, when Zman Krishme came, they left the Evorim in the middle of the Kevesh? Shetfilosi shel Odom Nishmas b'mokim limud shel Toiro. Lishkas HaGozis is b'mokim HaSanhedrin. So they know you don't daven in the Kevesh. All the mitzvahs, avoid the eilikait. You go to learn where you sit and learn. You want the davening to go up, you have to be the place you learn. The mele, the shofar, is a tefillah. So we want the tefillah of the shofar, that's the spitz tefillah. Zog the Ramah, we blow shofar and the bima. Avada, you don't have to explain to the bochim that when you have to daven, you're on the roim, there's no time to go to a different place, because the place you learn. Even though the place is Eilik and Kaddish, the Gomish, yeah? Mokum that you learn. The place that you learn. If you don't do that, so at least in the shul you go, don't make the shofar to be near the bima. Yeah. But that goes, there's more singing, and there's more singing ahead, the tefillah has to go up. With singing, the tefillah doesn't go up. You have the mokum shel learning. Forget that. I know that a lot of the Bochum Lamoshal that sit in Beis Sholem try to learn to get a place in Beis Sholem. The guy that they sit in the Merkazit to try to get a place in Merkazit. It's a bit harder. You sit in Beis Yishayir to try. Not to feel bad if you get not in the Merkazit. If you don't learn in the Merkazit, try not to get there a place. But the effort you got there, maybe the learning of different people is also good. Say it. It's a bit more complicated this Shayir. Shulchan Aruch brings down the Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik, Seif Tes. You have to blow shofar like we blow from the narrow place to the wider place. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, yesh leze remez, and if not, you're not yoytze. Yesh leze remez, min ha-meitzar krosicho. Min ha-meitzar. The lulav you hold from the tin, it's min ha-meitzar. It's a tefillah. Shofar is a tefillah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah is state chavov. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah yoel poshut. We pask in yoel kofuf. But the Gemara says yoel poshut. Zog Bartenura and Rashi. The tefillah boi pashtas. Tefillah boi pashtas. Mishnah Berurah brings down another halacha. That even if you're blowing shofar in your house, and a private minion, not to blow shofar early before Shalish Shores, that the Tzibur are blowing shofar. Also in Lulav Zazay, if you wake up early and you're not going to shul, don't shake Lulav early. Wait till the Olam, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, shake the Lulav. Avada nisht. Leishamanu. And davening is a halacha, daven b'shosh ha'atzibu mispalelim. The Teretz is, the shofar is the zelbe zach, it's a tefillah. You don't want to be on your own in tefillah. You don't want to be on your own in a shofar. So another halacha. We're going to get to assume when we go to the halachas. The halacha is, shoma teisha koiles b'yoyim, yotzo. V'hu shelo hifzik b'neyem. So let me show, what is hifzik b'neyem? Shemur says, you have to go to Besakisa and these places. Besakisa, you also can blow a shofar. Why not? You're not allowed to do mitzvahs in Besakisa. The shofar is a tefillah. Be'etzem is a famous biur halacha. Mat Ephraim says, what if David Baal Tekea, and sometimes they get nervous, and started, Maim Sheshesim al Raglov. He's Meitel Meraglayim, Mipachat. The Gemara says in Makis Dortmund, when you're Belachatz, it could happen. But Ephraim says he has to stop till it stops. That's a big bizarre, everyone says, no. It happens. As everybody says. Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't understand. Ma'abaya. When a person has Meraglayim Sheshesim, can't do mitzvahs. But the Torah says, Shofar is a andere mitzvah. Shofar is a mitzvah of tefillah. So now the one halacha, the halacha is, you're not allowed to metzape the shofar bezov. Why? She'ein kategor na'aseh sanegor. Frag the Gemara, v'ari b'chutz, the whole avoid of the Kohen Gadol was bezov. Only lifnayim v'lifnim is love. Love on. We're not choshesh to kategor na'aseh sanegor. In Yom HaKippurim, all of the avoiders are bezov. Only lifnayim v'lifnim. So the Gemara, shofar shel zikaron, ki lifnayim v'lifnim dam. So this is the first chalik to understand that shofar is not a mitzvah, kichol ha-mitzvahs. Person will say, okay, it's not a mitzvah, her, inyonim, inyonim. The chefze von shofar is a tefillah, you dive into the bashefer, and Hashem listens to the tefillah, he listens to the tefillah that comes out from the shofar, he listens to the tefillah that comes out from the shofar, and this miskabel, this is the first chalik. I want one more step a little bit deeper. The Shlo explains what is the kavonis. What is this kavonis that you do b'shas the shofar to turn the shofar to become a tefillin? So the kach kibalti, I'm saying again, the kavonis hapshutas, this is even for people that are not Isaac and Kabbalah. The kavonis hapshuta is b'shas the first tkiah, you think about the neshama coming down to the world, she comes out clean. Tkiah, shvorim, she's mislachlech bechet. Truo, she's mislachlech bechet even more. Tkiyo, and you're doing tshuva, and you're giving it back to the Rebbeinu Shalom clean. Tkiyo, clean. Shvorim truo, shvorim truo, I was mislachlech. Tkiyo, and mekabel myself, I'll be bez Hashem zach v'noki. This year Hashem, I'm mekabel to sit and learn day and night, to sit ba'asmode, kdushe, shmira sapeh, ha'inayim, ha'oznayim. All of that you mekabel. This is be'etzem, mischaret. Now they say more from that. Tkiyo, you came straight. Shvorim trua, I was mislachlech bechet. Oy li, avoy le nafshi. Mischaret charot egmuro. Tkiyo, and I'm a calm myself. I'll be nefesh noki v'tzadik. And also, he's mispanel that Hashem will mekabel his tshuva. This is the Iyan HaPoshut. Then, the Oizah in Yonim is that the Oilom, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the call of Shofar, Zog the Shlo, and the person has this kavones, the Shofar takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's called the Oilom HaShofar. There's an Oilom in the Shomayim that is called Oilom HaShofar that is full with Rachmim, and when these kavones go through, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the Oilom HaShofar, and duch this Oilom is Merachim al Bria Yisof. It's full of Rachmim, Oilom HaShofar. And in these kavones, this is Zog the Shlo. Then this we bring down also the Sforim that it's Yom HaMelochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Derech HaMelochim that you mamlich them with Shofar. It's like blowing Achroze. So we machriz that we mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMelech And quickly the Sefer Sheresh explains, you think about yourself, that I'm asking to be Moser Nefesh. If a guy will come and tell me now, I will kill you, or listen to Hashem, I'll say I'll be Eved of Hashem. I will mamish make you Yisurim. I'll be Eved of Hashem. I'll be Eved of Hashem. I'll be a Shaila to go somewhere Friday or to learn. I will sit and learn. I'll be Eved of Hashem. I'll not go nowhere for Friday and Shabbos. Yeah? Some people are asking to jump into the fire. Oh, but they keep a Seder for 2 hours not to get up. They're not. This Mishkan Kabbalah says, Mrs. Nefesh has to be in something that you feel that you could really make some Nefesh. Not only to Mitzayah, I would jump into the fire, into the water, but to the baseball game, I can't give up. Yeah? So it's a Golish but Nisht. It's a Golish but Nisht. Then, another Machshava has to go through, Maimid Ar Sinai. Was a Kol Shoifer Chozak. Maskilos Maimid Ar Sinai, we mekabel Kol Teire, we mekabel Ol Teire, that will keep Teire and Mitzvahs in Ganzen. Then it's another Machshava is, the Chubun Abayis. We're in Golis. We Knecha Toeinu, Golinu Ma'arceinu. Mele, so we mischaret, we're causing tzar for the Shechina. We're sorry that because of us, someone is going somewhere. And because of him, the group suffers. So he feels terrible. They're hiding somewhere, and because of him, they found him. He feels terrible. So because of me, the Shechina is begaluse. So I feel terrible. And I'm mevakish rachmim that meheir yibona beisamigdosh. And also, the Shoifer is the Ayin of Yitzchok. Yitzchok was my son Nefesh. Scholon was Chusa de Yitzchok. And again, to have a machshove that I'm also masking to be my son Nefesh. So for sure, he did it before Yal, I'm only Bekoyach. Aber Yimitzaref is Chus. And I believe in Tchias HaMaisim. Avada, all of these machshoves, a Bocher has to know to be Mesada, what yes and what not. Sometimes you start to think about it before you know they're already after Musaf. You have to hear the Kol Shoifer. You have to hear the Kol Shoifer. But to know a little bit, when I did when I was a bacher, some tkiyas I thought like this, some tkiyas I was busy with that. I was misadu before Rosh Hashanah, me'umen, me'trach tazay, me'yushev hazay. I tried to think all of it. I'm saying you have to be a big balkishah that in any tkiyah you could quickly run all of the machshavas. But when you start, tkiyas the me'umen hazay, the me'yushev hazay. I want B'Ktzoras HaDvorim to go over the Halachos of Shoifres to explain to you the Seder HaShoifres. It's also a part of Asher Yom Yod Yisroel. And Pasuk says three times Yom Teruah. One in Yom HaKippurim Ve'avartem Shoifer Teruah in Rosh Hashanah Zichro in Teruah Ve'Yom Teruah. Chazal learned out the Hekesh, Yom HaKippurim L'Rosh Hashanah. So we have three psukim of Teruah. Yom Teruah, Zichro in Teruah, Avartem Shefo Teruah. We have three. So Be'etzem we have to hear in Rosh Hashanah three tkiyas. Chazal tell us every tkiyah, every Teruah has to have tkiyah lefonel v'tkiyah le'achareel. So we left with nine. Again. It says Yom Teruah, Zichro in Teruah, Avartem Shefo Teruah. You have to have three times Teruah in Rosh Hashanah. Three truas. Kamel and Chazal ain't true, below it kir, lefoneo, but kir lacharel. So we do nine, we do three times a trua, and everyone gets a tkir. So we do a rice, so we have teisha koilas. No, we hear a ganze zach, at least 100 koilas. How it became. So we go kaseda. The Gemara brings down one man, the Omar, trua is Yevava. What we call in our days trua. One man the Omar holds the trua of the Torah means gnuchi. What we call shvorim. Rashi explains. Yevava, someone cries. Gnuchi, someone cries. Long ones. So the machlekes. One man the Omar holds yevava. One man the Omar holds gnuchi. Yevava, what we call trua. One man the Omar holds gnuchi. Zogt Rashi, what is Yevava? Gimel koichos be'alme. Three. This is Yevava. So this man, the Omer is different, but this is the way we will learn. So Yevava is Trua, what we call Trua, and Gnucha is what we call Shvorim. Some say Pung Fakeva, but in Yoneinu, it's not the same. Zog the Gemara in the end, the sugya, asking Rabavohu that they will do tashrat, tashat, v'tarat. Tashrat is tkiyo shvorim truo, tashat tkiyo shvorim tkiyo, and tarat tkiyo truo tkiyo. Zog the Gemara, why? Because we have a suffix. That we have to hear be'etzim three. Tkiyo truo tkiyo, tkiyo truo tkiyo, tkiyo truo tkiyo, tkiyo truo tkiyo. Dahinu, the truth of the Torah. But we don't know what the Torah means, tkiyo truo tkiyo. The Torah means tkiyo shvorim truo tkiyo, or the Torah means tkiyo truo tkiyo. We need to hear nine. So we suffix. Zog the Gemara, okay, so do tashrat. And you yaitz it. Do tkiyo shvorim truo tkiyo, tashrat. Again, tkiyo shvorim truo tkiyo. Tkiyo shvorim truo tkiyo. Zog the Gemara, maybe it's only, maybe it's shvorim, and truo is a hefsek. Maybe it's truo, and shvorim is a hefsek. So what we say is, so do tashat, and tarat. Tkiyo shvorim, tkiyo, three times. And three times, tkiyo truo tkiyo. Why you have to do tashrat, 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 tarat, 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 tashat, tashat, tashat. And tarat, tarat, tarat. So the Gemara says, "Dil metarvayu beinen." So it's Rashi, "Kederach haboichim." You cry, or the fakert, you start to cry, shvorim, and then he starts to cry like a little baby. First he can't catch his breath, and then he's crying the whole time. So we mesupek maybe tashrat. Maybe tashat and maybe tarat. So be'etzem, now because Sfeged Deiraisa, we have the first group, what we call the Shloshim Koilas. There's 10 every time. Tashrat is 4. We mesupek, maybe this is the Shvorim, the Torah. So we do a tashat, and again a tashat, and then a tashrat, 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 tkir shvorim truo, tkir, tkir shvorim truo, tkir, tkir shvorim truo, tkir, tkir shvorim truo, tkir. Then we mesupek, maybe it's tashat. And maybe it's tarat. So b'meile, this is what we call shloshim koilas. This is the first shloshim koilas that we hear. Now, as a big machlekes, if Rabbi Avohu was talking mesupik about it, and this is the reason he said to say tashat, tashat, tarat. Or maybe he was not mesupik about it. Every one of them is good. But Val, with different minhogim in different places, how to do it. So Rabbi Avohu was metaken to do all of the options. To be a very big nafkmin al halacha later. Ech shelo yeh, Chazal was metaken to do tashrat three times, tashat three times, and tarat. Midoraisa, it's enough for sure one of them. Other would be sofek, maybe it's like that, maybe it's like that. Other it's a takon ed rabbanu. Avai Goyen says there's no suffix. Everything is good. Now, how we became to Meir, we'll see later how we become to Meir Koilas. But these are the Shloshim Koilas, the Moshim when they blow to the woman. These are the Shloshim that you do. These are the Shloshim Deiraisa. Now, I knew one of the sets, Tashrat, or Tashat, or Tarat, double three, is the Deiraisa. Till here, it's very glad. Now listen carefully, I want to be masbir that we'll have it very close. The Mishnah says, how long has to be a tkiya? How long has to be the tkiya? Zog de gemore, keshir truah. The size of a truah. Dehainu. Zog Rashi pshat. What is truah, we said? Lefi Rashi, truah is three times. Not nine. Tu. This is true. Three. We did not know some Rishonim said nine. We do nine. Yeah, but Rashi, the Ikar Shita LaHalacha was three. Two. This is true. So how long has to be the tkiyah? The time that it takes to make a true. So if Lama Zogim Truah is two. So what is Tkiyah? Two. Kol HaMoisif, Mesifu Min HaShomayim, Lo Meshaneh. But the Shiur Tkiyah is two. We made a cheshbon, it's be'erech, a half a second. דהיינו, תרו אז שלוש כויכס, תו, 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 סתקיר אז תו. ואי פשע. בעצם, למה זה you see some places they blow רשי? תו, 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 this is רשי. תרו אופם רשי, תרו אופם רשי. זוג טייסבס. Now, what is שבורים לפי רשי? Can't be that שבורים is תקיר. So Shvorim is two. You do three Shvorim. But the length, the Oirech of the Shvorim is two Koiches. So I'll just give it a marshal. Tki is two, 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 two. This was true. What is Shvorim? Two, 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 two. This is Shvorim. This is Shvorim. Azeikum Tais. Azeikum Tais. So if we put it in times, Tkiya Lama Zorim will give her 30 seconds. Shvorim, I'm especially using the number 30 seconds, I'll make it very easy for you to understand why. 30 seconds, we'll give every Truah, we'll give 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. We'll say the Shir of Truah is 10 seconds. So the Shvor of Tkiya is 30 seconds. How much is Shvorim? 20 seconds. So when you want to do Rashi Tkiya, you do two. Tu 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 tu. Then you do Shvorim. Tu 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 tu. Mamash. Till here it's very glad. Zog Teisves. But if you will do Shvorim a little bit longer, Lefirashi, you're not yet to Shvorim because it became Tkir. If you did tu tu tu, which can Shvorim? Three Tkirs. So Lefirashi. And this is most places that they do machmirim, is the tkiyas that they do after it, is to be yaitzah Rashi's tkiyas. And if you're Rashi, most of people never yaitzah tkiyas in their life. And you know, the ikar da aloch is Rashi. And you know, shono she'ein merim beroisho, ein merim, merim lo besoifo, even if he's a oynes, and he taught and he died, and it was an yeshiva that he didn't do it, he will have a bad year. Azay shtey. Shono she'merim lo betchilo, merim lo besoifo. So now you want to be yaitzah Rashi's tkiyas? So this is, if you're Rashi, you have a baya? If the shir of the shvorim will be longer from 20 seconds, it turns over to become a tkir. And you're not yaitzah. So some people, after davening, they do rashis. You're here. No, mach rashis. Mach rashis. What they will do? Two, 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 and then do shvorim. Two, 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 two. Mamish, epis more from a trua. But if they do it a bit longer, sigonish. Zok Teisves Oturt Chiddush. When you're doing Shvorim Lefi Rashi, so we said, how much is the time of every Shevel? 20 seconds, right? So how much are all the three Shvorim together? 60. So the Tkiyah by Shvorim has to be longer. Because it has to be Keshir Shalish Shvorim. Like in Truah, the Shir of Tkiyah is 30 seconds. Kishir Shalish Truas. In Shvorim, the Tkiyah has to be in the Oirech of three Shvorim. So the Tkiyah has to be 60 seconds. A minute. And in Shvorim Truah, it has to be a minute and a half, the Tkiyah. Because it has to be Oirech, Ke Oirech Kol HaTruah. Till here is the Teisvus. Till here is the Teisvus. So two chidushim we learn. Firashim we know Shvorim is two, 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 and true, two, two, two. Shvorim is two, two, two. And the Tkiyah, but if it's longer, it's really not Shvorim Firashi. And the Tkiyah has to be Keshir Truah by Truah, and Keshir Shvorim by Shvorim. Till here is glad. Frek de Marsho, it doesn't make sense. If you're telling me, in Truah, the Shir of Tkiyah is like three Truahs, means the Shir of Truah is 30 seconds. In Shvorim, the Shir of the Tkiyah is Kishalish Shvorim, 60. So if I make a Shever longer from two, B'Shvorim it's not a Chisavon, because there the Tkiyah is 60. So Be'etzim I could do a Shever of 40. By Shvorim, I could make the Shever till the Oyech of the Tkiya. So I could make the Shever 40, 50. And this is what the Ramot Tainas La'aloche. And this is what the Ramot Tainas La'aloche. The Ramot Tainas La'aloche, that we don't have to be Choshesh. Even if Rashi, by Shvorim, you could do it till 60. Lefi Rashi, Shiur Shvorim is 60. Bemele, you could make the Tkiya Kishiur 60. Bemele, you don't have to be Mekatzer and the Shvorim to make it only 2. Every Shever could be 4 or 5. As I said, the Ramo. But the Mechaber Pasuk is not like that. So about it, you have to know different answers to Meyashev. What is the Pshat? Why are we Choshesh? I'm leaving out the Torah. So now, Shulchan Aruch Baskins, you have Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Bo? Yes, Oimrim, not like Rashi. Shir Tru Yevovo Gimel Turmiti. Evi Trua Veshir Trua Kisholish Yevovo Shem Tes Turmiti. Dehainu. They learn Trua is 9, like we do Trua. 9. We do Truah, not 3 koilas. We do Truah, 9 koilas. So by us, the Tkiya is not allowed to be 2. Has to be Shiur of 9. And Lefi them, every Shever has to be, divide 9 to 3, 30 seconds. And every koil is 10 seconds. So Shiur Truah is 90 seconds. Shiur Shever is 30 seconds. And this is what we are Choshesh La'aloche, and we do 9 truas, and we do shvorim, every shever of the size of 3 truas. And b'meile, we cannot be yoytze ala shittas. We have to make 9 koilas for trua, and dainu, 9 seconds, we'll call it 90 seconds. And the trua, shvorim has to be divided to 3, has to be 30 seconds. Lefi Rashi, 30 seconds is a tkiya. Because Rashi learns the trua is 30 seconds. Because Rashi holds is only 3. So if you want to yoytze Rashi, the only way is to make a small tkiya, a long one, shvorim of 30, dainu, every shever of 20 seconds, altogether 60. Trua, you make 3 truas, every one of 10, altogether 30, and are you okay? But if you want to be yoytze Shulchan Aruch and to make trua of 9, and every shever will be like a third of the 9, so every shever is 3 koiches. Lefi Rashi, 3 koiches is already a tkiya. So you're not yoytze tkiyas lefi Rashi. And the problem is very shver. Ikar aloch is like Rashi. We choshesh that trua is 9, and shvorim is also 9, dainu, 9 divided to 3, and shvorim trua brings us up at least to 12. But meikar adim we say like Rashi. And lefi Rashi, we said that if you make a shever that is long, like a tkiya, like three truas, you're not yoytze. But we have to make a zah shever. We can't make a shever less, because we need to fill 9 minutes. Nine koiches, 90, like we call it. And if every shever is 3, every shever is 3 is a tkiya lefi Rashi. So we said, lefi d'ramo, b'shas, shvorim, you have more time. You have 60. But if we, al d'ramo, so Reb Chaim Brisker came with a etze, and he was metaken, and a lot of Brisker yeshivas, they do it. They do like this. They do trua like we do trua. Like Klal Yisrael does trua. 9 koilas. Tkiya, 9 koilas. Tkiya, shvorim, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. They do 5. Everyone, they do have 2. So they cover the amount of time of nine. The shever has to be the same length of the truah. It's longer from a truah because every shever gets a two. But it's never a tkiah of Rashi. Again, the shiur of the truah is the amount of nine. Which is the truah are small ones, the shvarim are bigger ones. Now the shvarim could be two. So we have a problem. If you do only three, you only have six. And you have to be covering, shvarim has to be at the same length of the truah. So we do two, 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 and we're not the Yaitza Rashi. I, it's a tkiel if you're Rashi. So here, besides the shvarim, I don't mind that it's a tkiel. But Reb Chaim wanted to be Yaitza Shitas Rashi. So the way to be Yaitza Shitas Rashi was, they made five shvarim. And then there's no, then there's two chidushim in it. One chidush is, that is no shear to the length of the shever. I would say, shever is three. Has to be three. If you have nine to divide to three, no, doesn't make. And second, you're allowed to add shvorim. The yeshiva in America, I think, why you, they hold themselves talmidim from that bismedrash, they do that. Rabbeinish, it was the Friedrich Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, since he's father-in-law, he was masking in the Mir that the first 30 we do like Reb Chaim. He was nifter, and before Shmuel Levitz turned his back to be normal. And in the last 10, they do the shtickle for Reb Chaim. The last 10, they do the shtickle for Reb Chaim. Sometimes some bochum don't chab, like the last 10 they miss, so they go somewhere else, and then they hear tkiyas. They don't chab. We'll see later. And everyone, we do different shittas. Now, why Reb Fol was mishanet? First, he says the mishabur brings down the shita that you're not allowed to add on the shvorim. So, we're not biscuits, he said. We don't have a heta. Then who said that you could divide it? It says in the Ravid state cloth, they found the Ravid, that the Shir Shever is Sholish Koilis. Dainu, such Shvarim like Reb Chaim, you're not Yitz. This is one nice. In a lot of places, they do Rashi's kiss later. Right, Davin? They do it. We'll go weiter. It's a big machlekes rishonim. What is shvorim? But there's three ways to do shvorim. Two, dainu, true is two. Shvorim is two. Dainu, coil, like a tkia, a small tkia. True is a very, very small one. Shvorim is a medium one. Tkia is a normal one. This is one way. This is minak poilin. But Chassidim also says it. Minag lite, they do like this. Two. Dainu. Tesvov, u and tesvov. Two. This is one minag. Dainu. Two. Up, down, up. Two. Then up and down and again up. There's another minag. Two. As a 2 minute. Utu. Dainu. Or you have like a tesvov, two, and a u, and again a two. Two. Or you have utu, or you have two. 2 minute. Now, in most of the Rishonim, it's muchach that like minak poili. Two. In the Ramban, it's mashma that was a different coil. The Emi Brocha brings down that the Biskirov Gitayne that if it's a different coil, so why Rashi says that a shever that you made it long became a tkir? No, answer very simple. Tkir is smooth, shever is a crying. That's this one the Ramban time. Ramban says shever sounds like someone that is crying, not that it's short. In the yeshiva in the Mir Moshul, they do utu. Utu. They don't do the Polish ones, they do Utu. And the Moyadim Mizmanim explains, because we wanted to be Yoitze Rashi, and we had a Teretz. We asked, how are you Yoitze? If you're Rashi, you're not Yoitze. The Teretz is, Rashi has to learn that, Shechon Aruch had to learn that the Shvorim sounds different. So mainly, even that the Shvorim are longer. So a lot of places, they want to be Yoitze, all of them. And you say, and the first 30 they do, two, Shvorim straight, gleich. Then, at minimum, they do a tuhutu. Then they do utu. If a minhag. It's another shayla. What would it be if the tkiah sometimes gets shvach? Sometimes, you know, the bakatoya, he blows tkiah. Not if it happens to you in places. Now, most of the gdoilim, Rabshom Azam and Ayerbach, Nalich HaShleime, Orches Rabbeinu, and the Chazanish and the Stipler, they hold that it's okay. And you know why they hold that it's okay. Because they don't hold that as a difference, Shever or Tkir, in the noise. It's only in the size. So what if it a little bit, it becomes hoarse in the beginning, and it goes up and down? If you learn that Shever sounds different, huh? It looks like a Shever. But the answer is the Shever was not different because it was a Utu or Utu. The Shever was different only because of the size. Masha Enken, the Machmir Diskin was very Machmir on it. Most of the places, they're not Machmir. Like, you're sure that they will change about the Kea and then just learn them to go weiter. Like, you don't know what happens to this Makri. Mamish passes everything.
No. Why isn't the Utu
what? These they, again, they hold that it's not Mishanah. Now, as another machlekes, and this is very important to know, Shvorim Truva, you do b'neshima achas or b'shtei neshimas? Shvorim Truva. And Tashrat. Shvorim Truva. Machlekes. The Mishnah Berurah holds, even if you do it b'shtayim, you're not allowed to be mafsik yoisra mikadei neshima. Lekula alma, if you did b'neshima achas, you yoitze. So why we do b'shtayim? Because it was a minik to do b'shtayim. Lemaise, Klal Yisrael do like this, and you have to know, it's very important. The first 30, they do b'neshima achas. Because we said lekula am neshima achas is good. Shtei neshimas is really a machlekes. So b'meila we do the first 30. Why we do it? Because it's a minhag. But the first 30 we do b'neshima achas, and the second 30 we do b'shtei neshimas. I want to explain now. First the Mishnah Berurah shita. Neshima achas that we do it is shvorim truot. But the Mishnah Berurah says we do a slightly hefsek without breathing. Neshimachas. He doesn't take no ear. But he didn't breathe in the middle. And the second ones, he will take a little breathe. So again. And the first one, he does two shtruo without a hefsek, without breathing in the middle. But he makes like a slightly hefsek. Bimbi Yushev, he takes a breath, but not more Meneshima Achas. So what he does is, he takes in ear, but doesn't take out. Now, how you know what he's doing? The Makri is Makri different, in all the places. I know, a lot of you don't know, but I'll explain to you now, you'll hear it this year. And Meyushev, that we do Meneshima Achas, we do Shvarim Trua. The ones in Me'umad that we do with two neshimas, Shvarim Trua. Again, Me'umad is, the first one we do, Me'yushev, Neshima Achas. Tkiya, Shvarim Trua. This is Neshima Achas. Then, the Me'umad that we do with two neshimas, Tkiya, Shvarim Trua. Every Makri. If the Makri doesn't do that, it's Nishkin Makri. But I'm telling you, this is all of this. And like this, you know, you have to know what I'm telling you now. It's not only information; it's also good. This is Ashri Om Yoydei Sruah. It's the Indian and Shofar to know what is going, to know the shittas, to misasik in it. This is Ashri Om Yoydei Sruah. Now the Chazanish has a different chumrah. He holds that Neshima Achas means Neshima Achas Mamesh veHatruah Yoytzo Mitoichas Shvorim. There's a big machleikasim, how exactly it has to be. I remember some of those shivis, the Makir and Bishalom, we sat with all different Talmidim from the Chazanish. He has everything recorded. made an amazing job, you know, with the computers that you could mamish record it, and then you could stop the recording. But the pashas they do like this. Lefi dechazanish, shvorim trua, tu. In the last shever, it breaks and the trua comes out. Mishnebura says you make a hefsek. It's very not clear how the shever turns to become a trua. I'm not so sure if I really understand it. In the mir, in the last ten, they do it. In the last ten, chutz from they do the ozezach, they do chazanish. They do the chazanish. Now, as another aloche, be'etzem, it's not really the mokum because it'll be very, very shver to know when, but you have to know the aloche. We said that why we don't do tashrat, why we do tashrat and tashat and tarat, because maybe we only have to do shvorim, and we don't have to do tru, and it's a hefsek. It's a hefsek. So the aloche is, if you did tkio, shvorim, and then you did trua, and then you did a tkia, and you didn't have to make a trua, it's a hefsek. That's the halacha. And the Baal Tekea taught to make a trua, it's a hefsek. But Lamoshel, if he didn't think to make a trua, he tried to make a tkia and it didn't come out, it's not a hefsek. And he could fix it. This is the halacha. So what are you saying? So what's the halacha negea? The Baal Tekea gets mixed up? But Lamoshel, I'll tell you where it's negea. The Moshe, he tried to do shvorim. So he tries to do trua. I'll give you an example. They tell him shvorim trua. So he does shvorim tu. Now he has a problem. Why? Lefi Rashi was yoytze trua. Ikari was yoytze. He's doing another shvorim trua. It will not be good because we're not a shach. If the first one is good, the second one is a hefsek to the next kid. If the second one is good, the first one is a hefsek to the first kid. So then he has to start the whole thing again. If the Moshe, he made a tkiyah and the tkiyah came in a noise of a trua segomish. He made a trua. He wanted to make nine truas. But it was Yaitse Rashi. On the Moshe, he did shvorim. We are not mafsik in between the shvorim. We don't breathe. Two. Two. Okay, he took a breed. So the Makri says, oh, you breed. But Rashi Mishabur says, you're not Yoitze. Again, but he has a problem here. If he's Machzir him, maybe he is Shidizad Yar Yoitze. Almost, it can happen in Shvorim Trua. Shvorim Trua, two. Then he tells the Makri, I thought I took a breed. Yeah. I thought I breed that person. So some Shidizad Yar Yoitze, but some is Yar Yoitze. So then, you have to choose the whole sedra. This is the reason sometimes people that don't know the halachas, every time when they're sure that someone will be machzor, they're not machzor, and when you're sure there's not a problem, they are machzor. Now, it's a chumre to know on what the tkiyah belongs to. To mechaben the tkiyah of the shvorim to the shvorim, the best thing is to have a siddur and to follow with the finger. Or at least to have a das to be yoytzik moishu. This is the ikar shittas. So one mashita we'll just touch is the timonisha. The timonisha learn that trua is not different koilas. It's one coil, just you break it. A lot of people are choishish to the timonisha. And they make after the Timonish at Kiyas. The Ritz Gers brings it down, the Ramban brings it down. The Yavetz brings it down. Now you have to know, to make a Timonish, has to be by the breed. One Kiyas, and you just like, you stop and you start, you stop. But when some people take a Timonish and they move the Shofar, the Gornish. But the Timonim is also Trua Gdoila. You have to know, a lot of Rabbonim Chashuvim hold that you're not allowed to play with the Shofar or Rosh Hashanah. It's a Shvus, And to blow shofar stam in Rosh Hashanah, the shuas in the yeshiva, and Meir Shmulevi says very, very machmir on it, that a lot say nishtazay. Kol zman when misasik in the mitzvah, when we had the b'shittas, it's not called the chisol. You know what I'm saying? It's really, you have to know, you have to have a mesoira. You have to have a mesoira to start to blow different shittas. But also, this is the status of Dvorim. If you see Simen Tov Kuf Tzadik inside, after what we said, Pochus Yoyser, everything will fit in place and will not be so much chidush.
Maybe it's Kasha. Maybe it's Kasha. Maybe it's foot.
No time.
No time.
When the sun rises, how it starts to dry and then it becomes strong.
It comes.
It's strong.